We'll be talking right about now to Michael Morgan. Michael Morgan is out of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. He is with, let me get my stuff together. He is coming from the Building and Loan Organization. So let me take this opportunity to say, Mr. Morgan, welcome to CHRY 105.5 FM.
Thank you very much, Jim.
And
thank you for having me on your program. And greetings to you and all the listeners of your radio station from sunny St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
How is the weather in St. Vincent and the Grenadines about now?
Well, it's pretty hot. It's about, say, 27, 28 degrees. The sun is going down, and it's settling down to be a nice, quiet evening.
You are from the Building and Loans. Could you tell us a little bit more about Building and Loan?
St. Vincent and the Grenadines Building and Loan Association. We were incorporated as a membership organization or building society on July 4th, 1941. And a few days ago, we celebrated our 70th anniversary in business in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. We are an entirely local organization owned, managed, and run by Vincentians for the benefit of Vincentians at home and abroad. And at St. Vincent Building and Loan, we very much value the diaspora. So hence our reason for connecting with and sponsoring an overseas event organized by Vincentians abroad.
Now, how could Vincentian, you say, benefit from Building and Loans abroad? How could they benefit from it?
Well, they can benefit. Most Vincentians abroad hope to retire at home one day. So they can benefit by becoming a member, as we only lend loans and mortgages to members. They can get us to finance their homes, their retirement homes or holiday homes. We can finance the purchase of lands or property or, you know, the building of houses. We do financing of real estate in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. So, and apart from that, investing in permanent shares or ordinary shares, which you might more be accustomed to as stock. And they can contribute to economic growth and contribute to employment and the development of their country from overseas.
Now, okay. If one reside in the diaspora, especially in, let me say, Toronto, Canada, okay. and they become a member of the Building and Loan, how could they pay the money? I mean, you become a member, do you have to send it down to somebody in St. Vincent, or could you set that up from...
Well, you can do it from overseas. That is one of the reasons why we are coming to the diaspora, to the Vincentian. We're coming to you. We are the local agent for Jamaica National International Money Transfer Service. So you can pay your accounts, whether it's shares or loan, directly via Jamaica National Money Transfer Services. You remit the money via that means, and we'll pay it directly into your account. As also, we do accept your Canadian personal checks. And just as you would write a check to someone or business in Canada, you can do that to St. Vincent Building and Loan. Send it on to us. We'll clear the check and return your receipt with a letter to state how it was allocated and how much was realized. Additionally, you can purchase a banker's draft or an international money order and remit payments to us, and we will do the rest.
Now, so you say you could pay directly to Building and Loan here in Toronto?
Yes, certainly, via personal checks, banker's draft, or international money order, and most of all, in Jamaica National International Money Transfer Services.
Okay. Now, another thing. You got to be a member of the bank in order to borrow money.
Yes.
Do you have to have what amount of money you have to have in order to get to borrow?
Well, the amount of money you have with us does not have anything to do with how much you can actually get to borrow. All you have to do is become a shareholder by purchasing permanent shares. Now, permanent shares are $10 per share, EC, and the minimum is $25. So you can purchase anything above that. And once you're a member, you can go ahead and apply for loans. At the end of the day, it's whatever amount you qualify for or whether or not you qualify for the amount you're applying for, that is what will determine whether or not you can get the loan or would get the loan. So at the end of the day, it's about the five C's of credit, really. Okay? You just have to be a member or shareholder.
Okay. And if you're paying your loan, let's say someone residing in the diaspora and they decide to build a house or purchase property in St. Vincent, the Grenadines, and hence they need to pay. How do you assess them as to whether they could afford it or not? How do you assess them from there?
Well, we look at the security they're offering, the value of the security they're offering, their income. We look at the income and their age and their credit worthiness and so on, and other factors really to assess them prudently, and you know, okay. And being in the diaspora, you know, in terms of your income, that is multiplied most of the time by 2.67. Okay, so it really doubles really, and your income really multiplies when you look at it.
So. If someone out here can't, and in some terms cannot, purchase property in Toronto because of the income, the chances are they could purchase in St. Vincent based on the income.
Yes, okay. Yes, certainly.
Because
certainly,
if you multiply by 2.6, all of a sudden your income
is better.
It's changed.
Of course, we're going to factor in other things like, you know, your personal expenses and so on.
Well, of course.
And, you know, yeah.
Another thing that a lot of people in the diaspora may face is they're coming down to retirement, and here they go, they're going to be retiring in let's say 5 years, and they need to borrow a loan to build a property in St. Vincent and Grenadines. But 5 years from now, they will not be having that big of an income. How do you factor into that?
Okay, 5 years from now,
income that they're collecting now, they're 60 years of age,
okay,
and they will retire in 5 years at 65. At this stage, they're getting full pay from where they're working, but when they retire, they're going to go on retirement benefits, which is not as much as what you're making at this stage.
I see. Okay, well, I think for instances like that, we'd look at a shorter term. For instance, our maximum term is 25 years. We look at giving them a shorter term. To maybe about 10, 12, or 15 years.
So you're saying... that it will be better for someone to try to build that home before they hit the retirement mark?
Well, we can use the retirement income as income in its truest sense, but the fact that they're over 40, probably 60 or close to 60, then we would have to resort to a shorter term in terms of the mortgage. Because if you're under 40, in terms of our policy, if you're under 40, you can get the maximum term.
25.
Yes. However, if you're over 40, is your age, the difference between your age and 65.
Okay.
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 That will be your term.
So you're saying to people like me, hurry up.
Well, you get a shorter term. And sometimes people, you can apply with other parties, your kids and so on, and you probably can get a better terms, really.
Okay.
Okay.
Again, tell us where they could get in contact with Building and Loans based here in Toronto, if they're coming out from Toronto. How could they get in contact with Building and Loans, and how could they pay the fund? Like, Building and Loans is located, if you go on the website, will you find Building and Loans there?
Well, we are available on the web at svgbla.com. You can find application forms and other general information there. And we can be contacted telephone 784-457-1796. That's 784-457-1796. Or fax 784-457-1565.
So give us the phone number again.
That's 784-457-1796.
1796.
That's our telephone number at St. Vincent Bill and Loan in St. Vincent. And we would be, myself and my team would be staying at Travel Lodge in Markham Road and Highway 401, somewhere in East Toronto, Scarborough.
So your team is heading to Toronto for the Thousand Island Picnic?
Yes, on the
16th.
Yes, we'll be there from the 14th to the 18th.
Will you be meeting with Vincentians away from the picnic when you're in Toronto?
Yes, we are open to that. We'll be there all day, and if you want to meet with us afterwards, we're open to that because we would still have 2 days remaining, and also even before, because we'll be in on the night of the 14th. Okay, and I said we'll be staying at Travel Lodge.
Do you? Okay, you be. Do you have a number as anything, or we just gotta contact the Travel Lodge?
Most likely the Travel Lodge.
Okay.
We do not have a number at this time. This is my first time to Toronto or Canada in general.
Okay.
And we don't really have a number per se. I wish I could have had a cell phone, but when I get there, before I get there, sorry. But I guess I would have to wait until I get there.
You need to connect with Lime, man. Lime is supposed to be able to set you up. you got to connect with Lime. Lime is coming.
I will certainly have to talk to them. They're just next door.
Yes, you'd have to talk to Mr. Huggins. He should be able to set you up. He can't allow you to come here without that connection. Anyhow, you come into the Fincy Picnic where you will have a booth, and anybody need information will be able to look for you at the booth at the Thousand Island Picnic.
Yes, we'd have all the information the persons need, and we'll be there to explain whatever questions they have and to answer any questions they have, and make any clarifications. We'll be there to provide information on our products, our services, and really to connect with the diaspora and let them know how they can participate in our businesses at home, how they can purchase property at home and apply for mortgages and you know, to purchase land or property. And basically all our services, and also to really cement the use of the Jamaica National International Money Transfer Services.
All right, and that's another good thing, because now I am supposed to be a member of the Building and Loans, but I normally lapse all the time. I keep lapsing.
Well, so the reason why some people in the diaspora lapse is that they're not aware that they can remit monies to us apart from sending to relatives and have them come and pay. Like I told you before, you know, bankers draft, personal checks, Jamaica National Money Transfer, etc.
I would say it's a great thing that you could do personal check. It's a great, great thing, because a lot of people will be able to sign up a check and just send it off. And
Exactly.
So that's a great, great move by the corporation to do that. And let me say happy 70th year, man. I wish I could live to see you so much.
Three score and ten, and we're going and growing stronger.
All right. Let me thank you. Sorry about that.
Do not be surprised in the future if you hear that we would have opened an agency somewhere in Toronto or where the diaspora is, really.
That we could call breaking news.
In the future. All this is building up to things like that in the future.
We could call that breaking news here on CHRY 105.5. Yes. Look out, Building and Loans maybe in Toronto.
Once we connect and we develop that relationship with the diaspora, and you know, we promote our products, our services, and you know, we connect with them really and build that relationship.
Again, as member of this radio station, as a member of the radio station, I must remind you, and I could give you this number to keep in your pocket, that the station number here at the office, we could help you to do some business, is 416-736-5293. Talk to the lady in the marketing there, and they will be able to set you up and help you out. And they're looking for business as much as you're looking for business. So they say one hand don't clap.
Okay.
So keep that in mind.
That's noted. Okay.
You have a brilliant one, and looking forward to seeing you here on the weekend.
Very much, and I want to say a special hello from St. Vincent once again to all our friends and family and Vincies all over Canada. And I look forward to seeing each of you at the picnic to really connect and you know, mingle with us, really.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mike. See you in Toronto.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye.